The Triple M Rush Hour podcast. The whole show. Everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all on Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131787 or search Foxtel.
Welcome to round two and welcome to the Rush Hour with MG's quick fire preview of the round, MG. We did this last week with Josh Reynolds. It got a little bit long because Josh Reynolds just wouldn't stop talking.
Mate, he could speak underwater with a mouthful of marbles.
No, we love having him on. And we are going to look to try and bring in some guests throughout the season onto this MG.
Yeah.
This little special podcast that we're dropping for you, the people that subscribe to our catch-up podcast. We thank you for it and we reward you for it by giving you extra little bits of goodies like this. All right, MG, let's kick it off. Thursday night, we will be live at this game. The tonight. Dragons taking on the Rabbitohs. Yeah, tonight, we're going to be live out at Cogger Oval. Who do you like?
Look, I like the Rabbitohs. If we're going on first round form, you cannot really go against the Rabbitohs. They were, in a word, fantastic against the Roosters. Dragons have had their problems, much documented. No De Bellin, no Frizzell for this game. Still mucking around with their spine. I think the Rabbitohs I'm not going to say morals, but they're a big chance.
Well, the absence of Tyson Frizzell is huge. He is, you know, you declared him, we were talking about Jason Taumalolo the other day on the show, and you declared Tyson Frizzell in the conversation as one of the greatest running footballs in the game, running forwards in the game right now.
Yeah, well, he is. He's in the top five running forwards in the game as we speak. So when you take one of them weapons out of your arsenal, it's obviously going to be depleted, and that's what's going to happen to the Dragons. They've got to manufacture points in another way. They've got to find different ways. I really like to see them, as I said earlier in the year, like to see Ben Hunt play a lot more at hooker. Dufty at fullback with the Widdepin Norman half combination.
All right, MG, that is the sound. Means we need to move on to the next game. You're tipping the Bunnies?
Yes.
I am also tipping the Bunnies. I was at their game against the Roosters in round one, and the way they played the conditions, Adam Reynolds, as you mentioned, there's a good chance of rain again tonight for this game.
Yep.
They're wet weather ready.
Oh, he's got the best kicking game in
Mud
the competition.
Runners. Yeah, they love
it. They are. They're larks.
All right, let's move on to Friday night. The Raiders taking on the Storm. You can hear this game on Triple M from 6 o'clock. Who do you like? What do you like, MG?
Well, I like both teams start to the season. The Raiders jumped out of the blocks against the Titans outfit, who I thought might beat the Raiders up there on their home deck. I suppose the rain played a big part in why the Titans couldn't really quite, and the fact that they lost both their halfbacks in the game as well, one before it and one earlier in the contest. But still, they never got their rhythm, and the Raiders were just kind of, they were just on point. In fact, their new recruit, Bateman, was fantastic. I think White at 5'8", I love that move at the moment.
His kicking was outstanding.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of it in the off-season, you can tell. And Josh Hodgson out of dummy half is a great player. Look, but saying that, the Storm, well, they're probably the best performed team from round one for mine. They took it to the Broncos team, who were expected to bash them up a little bit. But the Storm, they're just clinical, mate. They're just clinical in everything they do, and I really can't tip against them.
No, I don't know how you can. Obviously, both these teams won and zip, this game being played in Canberra, GIO Stadium. The Storm, probably one of the few teams in the rugby in the NRL that isn't affected about travelling to Canberra and dealing with the cold on a Friday night. But
no, very similar conditions to Melbourne.
But as you mentioned, MG, I just the performance of the Storm. You use that word clinical, and they were all this conversation. Jerome Hughes wasn't even meant to be the fullback.
No,
he was second in the pecking order,
man of the match,
behind Drinkwater, and he's just slotted in. Which, you know, the old adage that systems win premierships. Well, and the system that Craig Bellamy has down there is one that doesn't matter who's in and who's out. You lose Cooper Cronk, doesn't matter. You lose Billy Slater, doesn't matter. They still compete and they still are right up there. All right.
As long as they don't lose that bloke called Smith.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Yeah, I know.
Who knows? So you're going with the Storm?
Go with Storm.
I'm going with the Storm as well. All right, second game Friday night, the Queensland Clash. This is always a belter of a game. The Broncos taking on the Cowboys at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, Lodge out. Matthew Lodge out for 2 weeks for that tackle on Cameron Munster from last Thursday night. But in comes Tevita Pengai Jr., who I believe should be starting. He's a starter in every team. So I think it's a good move from Seibold to start him. Katoni Staggs, I think, was on standby for Jimmy the Jet, but I think Jimmy the Jet is okay to play.
James Roberts is named in the okay. centres, and Katoni Staggs is on the bench.
Okay, always look for the kickback on teams that get beaten round one, because They don't want to go 0-2 early in the year. And the Broncos are such a massive forward pack as far as ability and size goes, that I expect a lot better showing than they had last week against the Storm. But the Cowboys, my goodness, they've got something in their team after round one, I know, only, but Taumalolo, that weapon, the juggernaut they've got, how the Broncos contain him, well, that'll go a long way to seeing whether they win this game or not.
Michael Morgan seems to like having the C next to his name, doesn't he?
He's a different cat, isn't he, when he hasn't got Jonathan Thurston around him. Jonathan Thurston obviously has an aura and a presence, and sometimes that can really stifle players around him because basically give the ball to Jonathan and he can do it. But when he doesn't play, and Morgan seems to go to a next level, and I think now that this is Morgan's team, we're going to see these guys really have a showing this year in the competition, I reckon.
How far before you start to have concerns about the Broncos halves pairing? We know what's been said about their forward pack, but Milford and Nikorima didn't show a lot against the Storm in round one.
No, their kicking game in particular, Liam, was woeful compared to that of the teams that won in round one. And I think that's something they would have been concentrating on all week. You know, their go forward was okay. Their McCulloch out of dummy half's got to be a little more dangerous, but it's their kicking game they've got to get because they've got a young guy they got from the Roosters called O'Sullivan, who's got a fantastic kicking game and can put pressure on Nikorima and Milford. So these guys, I would say, they'll be given 3 to 4 weeks to find their combination. If that doesn't happen, well, Seibold's going to have to make some alterations.
All right. Okay, who are you tipping?
Broncos.
Oh, okay. I'm going the Cowboys. I just think, you talked about it during the week, MG, Jason Taumalolo. But it's also that it's youth versus experience in the Piggies on the weekend, isn't it? You've got Taumalolo, Hess, Cooper, McLean, McGuire on the bench.
Yeah.
I reckon he'll be out to make a point too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay, I'm going with the Cowboys. Our first split, that's all right. Okay, let's move to Saturday. The Sharks taking on the Titans. Both team coming off round one losses. The Titans are just decimated from an injury perspective now. But, as a Titan supporter, I'll say it, having the idea of Ash Taylor and Tyrone Roberts as your halves, it's mouthwatering.
Mm.
Neither of them are playing in this game. No. So I don't really want to talk about this game.
Riley Jacks gets his opportunity, and every player that comes from Melbourne, you've got to say, well, I've got confidence in him. But the Sharks they'll be hurting after that loss against Newcastle. The way that Newcastle rubbed their faces in it, that right at the end of the game when Gale dropped the ball. I think that'll be shown a bit this week from John Morris in their video sessions. I think this is my lock of the round. I think the Sharks at Shark Park on a Saturday night, which was my hardest road trip to go to as a player, used to hate going there on a Saturday night. It always seems to be raining. The rain always seems to be coming sideways from the south, and it's always slippery. So I don't think that'll suit the Titans, and I think the Sharks will prevail. And as I said, this is my lock of the round.
All right, there we go. MG's going with the Sharks. He's declaring it his lock of round two. I'm with you, MG. I think the Sharks will be too strong for the Titans, especially without either of their first choice halves pairings. All right, let's move on to Saturday evening. No, beg your pardon, Saturday afternoon.
5:30's evening.
Yeah, we'll say evening. Saturday evening, the Knights taking on the Panthers. The victorious Newcastle Knights get to start the season with two games at home, which is nice after they knocked off the Sharks in round one at McDonald Jones Stadium. They stay up there to take on your Penny Panthers.
Yeah, that's a big bonus for the Knights when you have your first two games with a new-look team on home deck with a parochial crowd. And after their performance against the Sharks, this will be, bursting at the seams, the stadium, McDonald Jones Stadium. People everywhere will be wanting to see their team. David Clemmer was fantastic. Tim Glasby was fantastic. Edric Lee was fantastic. And I love the way that Nathan Brown has instructed this team to play. Just go out and play. His last instruction to David Clemmer before he ran out in the weekend was play like you play when you were a kid. And, I think he says the same thing to Kalyn Ponga. And, when you give blokes that kind of enthusiastic approach to the game, it rubs off on them. They played like it. They played fantastically. David Clemmer was offloading. I don't know the last time I've seen David Clemmer offload a football. So, and look, the Panthers, it's well documented that their performance on the weekend was subpar. Their handling was atrocious, and they've got to fix that up. And they, you know, the sin binning cost them, cost the Eels. They only apparently scored two tries
because of the
when
sim.
Jennings was off. So they've got to look at, you know, and the, Nathan Cleary's come out and said it's mine and Maloney's job to get our team around the park a lot more.
So forget about the score for a moment. What's the one thing you as a Panthers diehard want to see?
Aggression, enthusiasm, everything that Parramatta put on Penrith last week. I want to see Penrith put that on Newcastle this week.
All right.
It's two things. You know, once you get the aggression and your enthusiasm on point, the rest takes care of itself. You've got to attack in defence, if that makes sense. And Penrith didn't do that last week. There was no, you know, Parramatta weren't scared of Penrith to run at them. So,
all right, very good. So Panthers, who are you tipping?
Panthers. I can't go against Panthers.
Yeah, you're right. I can, though. I'm tipping the Knights.
Of course you can.
All right, let's move. This is the Saturday night game, the Battle of the Beaches. Manly taking on the Roosters at Brookvale Lotto Land. Both teams coming off a loss in round one. Obviously, the Seagulls going down to the West Tigers, and the Roosters being surprised by the Bunnies. I think a lot of people thought that the Roosters would win that one, but they both sit 0-1, MG.
Yeah, we spoke to Abby Corrissau a couple of days ago, and he said that there might be a bit of feeling in this game, and I hope he's right, because, you know, when you, as I said earlier, when you lose one game, you kind of say, okay, let's get back on the horse and ride away. But when you lose two games early in the year, then it puts pressure on your third week. So both these teams coming off a loss will be aching for a victory. And look, the Roosters have the pedigree. You look at the Manly Seagulls backline, and it's depleted. And that's a nice way to say it. It's depleted, and I think that the Roosters are almost morals.
But not quite your lock, but you think they're almost morals. Yeah, look, Adam Fanua-Blake missing for the Seagulls. Obviously,
big
he's
loss.
Out with suspension.
Big loss.
But I agree, MJ. I think the Roosters will be looking to atone for that round one loss. And just the talent is a little bit higher. I think, obviously, the systems we know are there from last year. And you'd think Cooper Cronk and Luke Keary will cause a lot of problems for the Manly Seagulls. All right, let's move.
Unless Manly get under their skin like the Rabbitohs did. And that's unlike Roosters last week to be baited like they were.
All right.
In particular, Cooper Cronk and Luke Keary. So if Manly do bait them, they're in a chance of an upset, but I can't see it.
Who's going to be getting lippy then? We know Jared Warrior Hargraves will be front and centre if anything occurs from the Roosters on the other end?
I think maybe the guy we spoke to a couple of days ago, Appy Corrissau, could be one of them little cheeky hookers.
Just might have a bit of a chat, you think?
Who knows? I hope so.
All right, both tipping Roosters there, though. Let's move to Sunday. Another Western Sydney battle, which will be a good one. The Bulldogs, they need to atone after a 34-point loss to the Warriors. They need to show their fans that there's going to be some things to get excited about for this season. Taking on the Parramatta Eels, last year's Wooden Spooners, who surprised a lot of people and I think probably knocked a lot of people out of some tipping competitions where you have to tip at least one winner every week. I think a lot of people would have backed in Penrith against the Eels, and they got the chocolates.
Yes, they did. They played fantastic, really, the Eels. They played with enthusiasm. Their new buys were just extraordinary. Ferguson and Sean Lane were epic. And young Dylan Brown is a find. You know, he's playing like a guy who is a lot older than 18. So Mitchell Moses guided the team around beautifully. Nathan Brown's going to be a massive loss. He's out for 14 to 16 weeks with a torn pec. He is their rock in the middle. They're going to miss him badly. Apparently, Tupai Moroa was walking around in a moon boot yesterday. So it remains to be seen because he had a very good game first up in the front row. So look, the Bulldogs, they can't get any worse. They can't get any worse. Well, if they do, we're all of a sudden going to be talking about a coach that's on the way out, because you can't get beaten 34 points at a home game in Sydney with your own fans. And I think the Bulldogs will be out to a turn. I'm actually going to tip a Bulldogs win.
Tipping the Bulldogs?
I am.
Jeez, you're a brave man. You were the number one tipster in Sydney last year out of all media pundits. So
Make that Australia, mate.
In Australia, sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go against you. I'm tipping Parramatta. I thought what they showed and the the excitement and the exuberance, particularly of the halves pairing, but also Clint Gutherson, I think, as the standalone captain of the team is a great thing. Well, Tim Manners there as well, obviously, but Tim Manners coming off the bench. I think I love the way Gutho goes about it, and Reid Marnie as well.
Yeah.
This young hooker, who there was speculation that he might have been forced out if the Eels managed to land Isaac Luke. But on his performance in round one...
Isaac who?
Exactly. All right, this is the last game of the weekend, MG. The West Tigers taking on the Warriors. This game's at Campbelltown Stadium, Sunday night. And both teams with a 1-0 record after the Warriors trounced the Bulldogs and the West Tigers got it done over the Seagulls.
Yeah, both played beautifully in round one. The Warriors took a while to warm up, and once they warmed up, they just all of a sudden it was 22-24-0 and they were rampant. I think, look, the Tigers, they were behind by 2-0 at halftime against Manly at Leichhardt Oval, so obviously it took them a long time to warm up, but this is one of the – when they play at Campbelltown Sports Ground, they probably add 8 to 10 points, I would imagine, and Warriors not being the travelling team that we all – know that other teams are, makes me lean towards a Tigers victory.
You're going with the Tigers. Last time they played at Campbelltown Stadium, the West Tigers got up 34-26.
Look, there's something similar this weekend, I would imagine.
Yeah, the West Tigers, they've played 6 times at Campbelltown Stadium. These two teams, West Tigers, have won 4. The Warriors have got up twice. But, look, the big selection question still here is the absence of Josh Reynolds. But as long as the team keeps winning... you know, it doesn't appear to be a reason to bring him back in for Michael Maguire. Moses Mbai is named on the extended bench, the captain. So, you could see a late change there for the West Tigers. But I'm with you, MG. I think the West Tigers will be too strong in this one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of them really razzle-dazzle games, weather permitting, obviously. I hope it's a – because, you know, most of the first round, let's not forget, we saw some fantastic rugby league, and it was all with a wet football. So once the grounds dry out and the heavens stop the downpours, well, we're going to see some even better footy.
All right, there you go. That is the Round 2 Preview Podcast. MG, your lock of the week again, just in case people missed it,
is the Sharks.
Sharks to beat the Titans. That's just, there's no need to do that, really. There's no need to pick on my mob.
Okay, I'll go the Roosters then.
No, that's fine. You've picked the Sharks.
Yeah, I have. Not because you're a Titans fan. I just...
Yeah, it feels like you've done it for that reason.
No, not at all. I'm not that vindictive.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Make sure you're listening to the show tonight. Rush Hour with MG from 6, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We will be live at Cogra ahead of the Dragons taking on the Rabbitohs.
Can't wait.
The Triple M Rush Hour podcast, the whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all on Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 1-call-Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.